You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We know that you don't blow a shofar on Shabbos this year. Shemi Avivenu Arba Amos B'Shus HaRabim. Zok to the Kiveger. It's in the middle of something, but you know, Godel Shetekeh, you can skip the first word. Godel Shetekeh B'Shabbos Kiyem Mitzvah Shofar Dizmanu Gam B'Shabbos. The overall Shvus to Shabbos. In other words, he was over in Nisr, but he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. And Shlomo Kluge has a shayla like this. I think Rav Kiveger somewhere also has a similar shayla. Mm-hmm. That let's say a person this Shabbos blows, he forgets that you don't blow on Shabbos, and he starts blowing the Neitam. What are you doing? You can't blow it today. But he already blew 3 koil. Let's make that 9 koil is what you yoytze. So now if he stops, he was over the Isser of Shemeya Kol Shir. Shemeya Kol Shir. Now I'll play a musical instrument, right? On the other hand, if he keeps going, so he'll be over with the Yadayim and Isser the Rabbanan, but at least be Mekayim Mitzvah D'oraisa. This will be left with all he did was Isser the Rabbanan. Should he keep doing an Isser the Rabbanan in order at the end, it comes out that he was Mekayim Mitzvah D'oraisa. So even though he was over in Isser the Rabbanan, he should be Mekayim Mitzvah.
Who says it's a Mitzvah D'oraisa if it's on Shabbos? Though?
What?
Is there a Mitzvah D'oraisa if it's on
what
Shabbos?
Do you mean?
Mm-hmm. The Torah said that Rabbanan said that you
and
don't
therefore they,
on Shabbos.
So he's saying they took away the Mitzvah.
Took away the Mitzvah.
Okay, so it comes along the Chalkas Yair. What?
They took away. Only certain cases to take my mission. It's based in Kavua. They blow on Shabbos also.
Right. So he's saying, but we are not supposed to do it. They took away the mitzvah. So this is the Chelke Yaev's Kash. Chelke Yaev is a Talmud Chaver, they call him, of Avri Nezer. And he asks this Kash. Risi Dovet Temua, Lagoyen and Kivei Gazal. The pshitalei im toka shofar b'shabbos after aval shvus mekom makom hamitzvah neskayim b'diavad ein shom aval ma'od lapela al goyin shekamoisa. So Shia asked a good kasha. He asks a little better. What are you doing? Well, she could have known that you did because we have mentioned this taisus a few times. She yomad was avalomi boilet taisus reish sukkah. Let's go down for a minute to Tosfos Reish Sukkah, the next one, and then we'll see what he's asking. The din is like this. The din is, a sukkah has to be certain dimensions. Midraisa, 6 fachim by 6 fachim. How any of us would fit into 6 fachim, I don't know. But akoponim, so it's Reish of a Ruboy. It's most of the person's body. It could be in the sukkah. However, a person usually eats on a shulchan, right? We eat like human beings, we eat with a shulchan. So he's going to have the shulchan outside, and naturally he's going to bend down, and we're afraid he's going to come in. Or a shulchan, let's say you have a porch, right? Your wife says, what do I have to schlep the kitchen table into the sukkah, sit at the edge of the sukkah, you know, breakfast, and eat from the kitchen table, right? So we're afraid that you might go in. So that's a machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and interestingly, pasuk Beis Shammai, that they made a gzeira shema yimashach acha shulchan. He might go after the shulchan, and memela they said that the din is that you shouldn't have such a sukkah. So, like this, look at Tais. We're taking out a Tais. We'll see a little more about it. Im asa kedivre Beis Shammai lo yotza yedei chavasai afil deraisa. Right, kid the Ashkachin the Beis Shammai, Heichad the Yosef Pisul the Malasa. Over there, the first part is going on in the Gemara and Brachas, which we'll talk about later. But over here, what happened? Where a person sat at the edge of his Matalasa as a sukkah, the Gazi Shema Yimashach Achashu Chone. Now, Pesach, if you don't mind, the Gemara is sukkah. Sukkah, if you don't mind. The Mishnah says over there, no? No. they're learning Rosh Hashanah, so it could be somebody took it. Yep. Shkoyach, thank you. Yeah, the Mishnah says like this. Mishnah, this. For some reason we go like Beis Shammai here, Gemara. Amu lehem Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. They argue. Lo kach haya maisa shaholchu ziknei Beis Shammai, ziknei Beis Hillel, levaker es Rabbi Yechim ben Choritz came to visit him, to see him. Umatsu, he was sitting in such a sukkah, shayyashav reisha verubai, Besuka v'shulchano b'seich habayis. V'lo amu loy davar. They didn't say anything. Amu lem b'sham is not true. Misham raya. Af eim amu loy. In came, you don't know the end of the story. Yisa noyeg lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah mimecha. That's what you do all the time. You will never makayim the mitzvah sukkah. That's the Gemara place of breaks. So Baisa says, over there, the gzer shem yimash ha-shulchano, ka'amri, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah mimecha, da'afilu midaraisa lo kiyim. Now, mid beis shammai and nishma beis hillel, that's another gemara, we'll talk about that later. But a koponim, Taisis says the words, you're not mekayim even deraisa. Now, that's a very big chiddush, but it's saying, like Shia said, what it's saying is, that the chazal have a right to take away a mitzvah, it's not only the right to say, don't do the mitzvah, but they uprooted the mitzvah. Since the Torah gave them the right to do certain things, right? It just doesn't mean you have to listen to Rabban. Like Rabban Chanan has a shayla. Does it mean the Torah this year says blow shayfer? Chum say don't blow shayfer. So you don't know what to do. Should I listen to Chum? Shave al tase, don't do it. But then Chanami Chacham will tell you eat chaza, then Torah is telling you, don't eat chazir. They're telling you, eat. You can't also shave al tas. Or the pshat is, Chazal have a special koyach to remove a mitzvah.
But in the case of sukkah, they passed the sukkah. It's not that they took away the mitzvah. They said, this sukkah is nishkan sukkah.
Right. So, and therefore,
you can't compare it to shayfer.
Very good.
Shayfer,
so let's first, he's saying very good. Let's see. Now, there are a few other mishnah for this. What's that? We all know the Mishnah in Brachos, that the Mishnah in Brachos says that if a person, that according to Beis Shammai, how do you say Krishma? The Shachbacha means you lay down at night, in the daytime you have to stand up. That means in the nighttime you can't stand up, and in the daytime you can't lay down. And Beis Hillel argues, they hold no. Shachach means the time of Shachach Kumecha. So Gemara says over there that Rab Tarfon did such a thing, and he was Neschai Benafsh, he shouldn't have done such a thing. He shouldn't have done such a thing. Right? And they also said, so look at Taisus, Al-Kain, so Taisus goes into it. What do you bring me? Somebody can't be Machmi like Beis Shammai. Who wants to be Machmi like Beis Shammai? Shammai says, lay down. So Al-Kain Pirish, Rabbeinu, it's the middle of Taisus. Pirish Rabbeinu Shmaya. The Kamedama Hacha, it brings the din of Sukkah. When the Kamedama Lokiyamta, I forgot the Medin Yotza, Shari Roisha Ruba Besukkah, Eina Osso Lekzeira Shem Yimasach Acha Shulchana. Kahai Gavna, same thing, Gabi Krishma, I forgot the Medin Yotza, Bidiyavit. Because of course, if you want the Kota Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, I'm sorry, you can lay down or you can stand up or whatever you want to do. So Afo Gav, the Minadin Yotze B'Diavad, Kivin the Beis Hillel Ein Nochon, which Tosfos does not explain what's the Ein Nochon. We'll see the Ritva. Kedisa B'Masnisa, Kedai Yisra Choy Vatzra, Im Osaka Beis Shammai, Lo Asa V'Loi Klom. That's another example. It's Mashma. They took away the Mitzvah. Same thing.
By shofar, according to the Gang of Hussein, we say Zichron Truah. So you
Which mitzvah?
Zimro Truah. It's not just Truah, Zimro.
So does it, is that a deraisa d'kadin? Rashi in Chumash says that. Yeah, you're right. So the Mizrahi says it's an asmachta. The taka needs a husband. And Yushalmi says that. Yeah, I'm, but Pashas of the Bavli, it's an asmachta at all. We say, this year, we say Zichron Truah and Davening. That, you're correct.
You know, it's not, I thought they have a replacement for the
because of that. I hear, okay. All right, let's first see this remainder. The din is Krishma, you could say the whole night. Right? Shachbuchav means the whole night. Chachamim said, Ad Chatzais. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Yesh lo akshes. L'rabbanan, the army of Philu, the Eved, and the Yaitza, El Ad Chatzais. Im Ava Chatzais. Like I said, you have to. My Yadinai. Shim Naima Shalom Yikra Klaal Kosha. Kivin the Krishma Chiyum and the Raisa, Minatayra, Eich Yecholin Chachamim Lepachrim Amena. How could they patter? Venir Lemayri Rav, the Reini Yaina, not Rachmani, was still alive. The Sphere of the Rabbanan, Shafila Krishma Atzva, Shemina Torah, Kol Laila, Eina Koira Oisa Acha Chatzos. She a choylin chachamim lepotroi vimitzis ase. Calls man she oisin ke mishum siyak. Oy mishum kiyam a mitzvah atzma. Doch hazina belulav. That what? They took away the mitzvah of lulav. She mitzvah sam retara. Yom rishum filo kshal, yom rishum shabbos. Potru chachamim. Ripto mishum gzer shum yoyen abarbaros. I don't know why he picked lulav. Never had them shayf or believe that.
My mice are going up when I'm they
came late. Yeah, yeah, that's a good question. Okay, well, it's not for now, though. For Gabe Sodin, the same thing with wearing tzitzis, right? A beggar of Pishtin or Tzemer is chayv and tzitzis. The only thing is, tchelis is made out of wool, that's what it means. And how do you put it on a beggar of Pishtin? It's sharpness. Teretz is, the Teretz says you're allowed. Chazal took away the mitzvah. Could be they took away the whole mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, or they took away tchelis. How did they do that? Apisha teira chivaisa v'tira klaim le'inyan tzitzis d'ksiv loy silba shatnis v'samach leit says next it g'dilam tasifa alma mashma shehasadin shu shul pishtin imat tchelis shu tzavua ala tzemer which is mutter min atayr afilachia yopoitra noisai. Because you might come to wear it at night, or come to wear it in pajamas. No. Does anybody here have a minig by Kiddush Levana to check their tzitzis? Their tzitzis. No?
There are people
that do it. Someone like you should be doing it. From where you come from, probably.
Next month.
Okay. What's the Indian? Oh, so the Indian is to check, to use the moonlight. It's married to Gavard from Ibitzak Yeruchim Diskin. We say in the Kiddush Levana, via or halavana ke or achamba. What's the reason we don't put on at night? Because you don't see it. Because at night we don't have the sun. But in the future it will come. So it won't be a mitzvah. It won't be. It will be noig even at nights. So that's why we take the tzitzis and we saying we hope that this levana will become as strong as the shemesh this month of mitzvah shem, and therefore we'll be able to put on tzitzis. We'll have a mitzvah tzitzis every night. All right. V'yavur b'shum tosil and b'yavur isav shatnis. Ubaha aloch kebe shamai hachinami. We pass off a pishu mitzvahs krishma kol alayla min atar potru oisoy chamishum siag k'dikasivna. Now, the Shagasaya Grada asks a very stark akash on this. You're telling me, just like you don't take a lulav, you don't take a shofar, they could take away mitzvah. So I understand, what does that mean, they take away mitzvah? You're afraid that he might come to carry. You're afraid he might come to wear shabbos. Over here, what's the shaila? The person's calling up the Rav, and he says, you know, it's 1 o'clock, it's Pesach Tzeis, what should I do? He says, too late, the made exer, you can't do it. So he asks the Rav, can I ask the rabbi what's the reason? He says, yeah, because you might fall asleep and not say it. But I'm up, I'm ready to say it. By lulu, huh? Oh, so you said that last time. Okay, but that's the question, right? Well, akoponim, this is the question. Let's just go to the so those are the questions that you go, let's go back to Kavishah, so the kasha that Shia asked. I'm sorry.
Was the original case where he already blew partially?
What?
Original premise, because he blew partially. It's about finishing, right?
The what?
The original case that the Rebbe brought.
Which one?
He blew initially, but whether he should continue to blew.
Yes.
It's very different than all of
right,
the
that's his shaila. But Kler, he's learning your yoitzer. We're focusing, you're right. David's right. Avada, it's a shaila if you can keep going. But the point is, he's saying that's poshut by him than your yoitzer.
You're right.
But he's saying it's poshut your yoitzer. If it's like Kripshia saying that you're not yoitzer, the shaila is a start. What are you going to keep blowing if this is, you're not going to be yoitzer in the mitzvah? So obviously, Rav Kivenga's shaila is correct, what you're saying. Maybe I have no right to keep going because Chazal said, don't do this. But it's mash, or maybe it's better to be Mekam. But he's learning 100% in Yaitza. If you kept going, you know. 100%. They didn't allow you to do certain things. That's his shaila here. You're right. Is it like other Gzeris? But one thing for sure, he's saying, Yaitza the mitzvah.
But what are some of the moments you just listened? You didn't take the
chauffeur.
You just said, and a guy came and blew. A guy blew.
You didn't
blow.
You didn't? Yeah, okay. That's a, not Shemek Koine. You heard a chauffeur, huh?
Yeah,
you're right. But so the question is, but you still, the kud is what Rav Shia is asking. Are you Yaitse? Is it called a Tkir chauffeur? You're right. The Maisa was when they had, so over 100 years ago, Bekiva Yosef Schlesinger, I mentioned this few times, that he did blow or wanted to blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos, and they and some gedolim said they were against it, but they would come listen to it. They'd come listen. All right. Anyway, let's see. So he says again, he brings a Tyson Sukkah, then he brings a ram, the third line, and back to the Kavah Kashayis. Afla ram save psachim the Mishnah. The choylik, the Mishnah will give a choylik al Torah. He argues, right? He says that he argues on them. What does it mean? He argues. He says that when that lemais is that you have the mitzvah, and you shouldn't do the mitzvah in such a way. But you yaitz the mitzvah because the mitzvah is there. But we the chacham imparted you for the mitzvah legamrei, like this year Shabbos. Vaday neka mitzakol. He says that's poshut. That's when he brings san betitzis. So there's a few nekudas of teretz. Before we get to what Gavriel is saying, the poshut of teretz, I think, is very. It's not doime to sukkah in a very simple way. What were let's look at this in Kivega here for a second. On the other side, I couldn't get it. What he's talking about. There's a Beis Yosef brings Yushalmi. Yushalmi basically says, what do you think? If a person takes out matzah to Rishus HaRabim, right? And he eats it, he carries it on Shabbos, is that a mitzvah haba b'aveira?
Mitzvah and an avera. If you're doing a mitzvah, the avera has not been caused, the achila.
Oh, good. Sure. Meaning it's not. Right, so basically the same thing. Right. The pshat is, and that's what Kivega says over there. It's a long shtickle, though, and he says the svara. But he says, how could you compare it? The pshat is, mitzvah babaver means you stole a lulav, and therefore, by the stealing, makes it that you yoytze the mitzvah. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been yoytze. You eat matzah shel tevel, so because you're eating an issur, you're getting a mitzvah. But over here, the matzah is fine. The mitzvah you do, you just did an issur with it, but it's not the issur, is the goyim for the mitzvah. So let's think of a minute. When you talk about, we'll see why they're making it sushtah. When you talk about sitting in a sukkah, right, that's very small, what were Chazal afraid about? They were afraid that you might not be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah. So to safeguard the mitzvah of sukkah, what did they do? They said, you're not yotze the sukkah because you want to make sure you'll be mekayim. Why? Let's say a person's not cognizant, he'll do it, he'll eat, and somebody will come to him, you know, you weren't supposed to eat such sukkah. He says, okay, but you have it, I'm yotze, right? And he doesn't realize he taka was outside. That means in what he did, he was not mekayim the mitzvah. The action that he did, he was not mekayim the mitzvah. In other words, whenever you have a gzeira like this, to take away mitzvah, let's take a look, what if he would have done what Chazal were afraid he would do? If he would have done what Chazal were afraid he'd do, he's taka not yetz in the mitzvah. But if a person this Shabbos blows a shofar and by mistake carries it, he did a terrible aveira, but there's it no way affects the kiyum of the mitzvah. So Chazal don't take away the mitzvah where the purpose is because you might come to do something else. They took away mitzvah, said not to do mitzvah because you might do an issur. But if you did the issur, the problem is you did the issur. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. There's nothing to define the mitzvah was done in the wrong way. So if kibayga holds in svara, you're makayim the mitzvah. Masha ain came when it comes to sitting in a sukkah, there you're tak afraid. If you went and did it the way Chazal were afraid, you might do it. The doing is not a separate issur. You know, certain times Chazal telling you, you're doing it, and what happens? You're doing something that because of that, you don't have the mitzvah. So we have to make sure it's a mitzvah. How are we going to guarantee it's a mitzvah? By taking away the mitzvah, right? You go ahead and take it away. That would be the simple terms as far as the Tosfos and Sukkah. But inside the mitzitzis, that's a little problem. What are you afraid about? He might wear shatness at night. What does it got to do with the mitzvah that he's doing now? So there, I think you have to say what Gabriel is saying. That the pshat is, when do Chachamim take away the mitzvah? When you're doing the mitzvah, right? So they say this is not the way to do the mitzvah. They can define the mitzvah. That's what you're saying. They're defining what the mitzvah of sukkah is. It midrash said 6x6, Dorban 7x7. The mitzvah of tzitzis is a beggar shul tzemer is not a mitzvah of tzitzis anymore. Okay? That could be very simple. That's not the case. Now, let's take a look at the shita. What is the problem of a person bow, you know, lying down? What's the big deal? So you lie down according to Beit Shammai is a mitzvah. Why can't you be machmeh? So he has it as the shita, which is the ritva. I told Shia, he put in the same words. He said it wasn't the ritva, the shita. They used to not have the ritva, and then they discovered that the shita is the ritva. So now they print it under the ritva's name. The old, I have both. The old ones were shita mukubetz. It's the same sefer. It's the same sefer. Meaning on brachas, that is. Im kacha isa noye. What's the problem here? A person decides at night to go down, right? So now his children see him every night when he says Krishna, he lays down in bed. Right? It's Beit Shammai. One day, so his children follow that, and one day the doctor says, listen, you can't sleep in bed. You have a bad back. You have to sit up front. You have to sit upright. You can't go down. So what does he say to himself? Can't be yitz in the midst of Krishna tonight because I have to do it laying down. So they were afraid, right, that by you being machmer, it might go ahead and be mekel. You have such situations. Not all the time. Right? Not all the time. Right? You have a shayla. Should you use a 3.5-ounce cup for Kiddush or a 5-point-ounce, like the Chazayin Ish, right? You know, the Michtam Eliyahu, his wife, was an enikel of the Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. And she used to use, he used for Kiddush, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's kais. After she was nifta, he didn't use it anymore. He says, I live in Bnei Brak, Chazenish Paskin, it's not big enough. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's kais was not big enough. But all the years, I didn't want to hurt my Rebbetzin, But now I want to be machmir like the chazanish. All right, so you machmir chazanish. What does that mean? You're not really afraid something could come out of it. But over here, look at the ritva. Im kach ha'isa noyeg lo kiyamta mitzah sukkah mimecha v'shum chshosha. U'minayu nishma le'beisil le'inin misha oysa k'divrei be'shamay do'los kum. Shem yikvu alocha gavir v'efshad da'asi inish le'day bitl krishma. Di'i lo matzimata, if he can't bow down, to go lay down, lo kari le krishma, in order to say krishma. Now, interesting, on that, I was mechamer to this many years ago, and then many years after that, I saw that in Beya, this year we don't have Erev Tavshilin. Okay, right, but we'll talk about Erev Tavshilin. On the side of the round in Erev Tavshilin, it says, look in brachis, in Rabbeinu Yoin, it is a similar svara. But what is that? The din is that you make an Erev Tavshilin, Erev Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, right? One of the reasons the Gemara says, this is Machlokes why, but one of the reasons the Gemara says, it's a reminder to cook, to leave enough food for Shabbos. Don't eat up all the food for Yom Tov, right? Remember, in those days, there's no refrigerators, no this, that. So make sure you have enough food for Shabbos. It's a reminder. Frek the Ram, so in Cain, if one, it says in the Mishnah, if one forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, a Tavshilin, Mitzad Adin, he can't go ahead and cook for Shabbos. What's the purpose of Erev Tavshilin? To remind him. So again, let's take the scenario. He calls up the Rav, he says, I didn't make Erev Tavshilin. Sorry, you're stuck, you can't cook. So what's the reason? It's to remind you to cook, but I want to cook. That's what I'm here. So Rav says, Iran answers, this is what the Rav has to answer. You're right. Right now you're doing all right. But you're going to be mekel in Erev Tavshilin. You're going to say, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. You see, I remember this time. Next time I'm all right also. You see, they allow me to cook. I don't have to make it. It's not so important. It's only this. It's only that, right? It's only a reminder. I remember. And he'll forget. Mutav shiyavatl oynik shabbos achas mishivatl habayin. Same thing with the ram, legabe, what he said with tzitzis, right? He says, legabe krishma, I'm sorry, legabe krishma. He said, legabe krishma, if we allow the person to say krishma after chatzais, so what's the problem? He remembers, you're afraid he's going to fall asleep. The answer is very simple, because he's going to say, to read before chatzais is only, I'm up always by chatzais. I can't fall asleep before chatzais, right? So I'm never going to forget. What's the big deal? Right? The answer is, if you always daven with a 10 o'clock minion, you will forget, I guarantee you. Because right? You always think you davened already. But a koponim sees, that's what's going to happen, the same thing. Yeah, but that's the basic and the cool thing.
What about Kriyashma Viyom? The Chinuch says that he's Yotza Bidi Emin all day long. Even after this month.
The Chinuch or Kesemishna?
The Chinuch.
Kesemishna.
I'm sorry?
Kesav Mishnah.
No, the
Chinuch. You show me your Kesav Mishnah.
I'm sorry.
I think it's the Kesav Mishnah.
Nice.
Okay, and maybe you brought down the Kesav Mishnah. In the Minchas.
The Chinuch itself.
Okay, I'll trust you. I'll think so. So you know what, I just mentioned this Kesav Mishnah. I had a lot of bachurim yesterday. I said this Kesav Mishnah was talking. I said one thing for sure, don't say it over this Kesav Mishnah to another bachurim in yeshiva. If a buffing machine finds out, you can say Krishna the whole day. It's not a good thing.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.